Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
It's hard to believe, but it's March, and that means it's time for what? No, not college basketball. It's time to start talking about spring football and going around the SEC as we've done the past couple of years. We'll start in Tuscaloosa with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Matt Stahl joins us, AL.com. Noted law obeyer. I remember that from our last talk on Sports Talk Mississippi. A man who understands the rules and regulations of our society. And Matt, I've been talking about DeBoer the past couple of weeks. The quote from the other day really got to me about, now we can recruit the right way. It drove me absolutely insane. Stealth hot seat for Kalen DeBoer? Can we go ahead and do that?
I don't know about that quite yet.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about what happens if he loses this Florida State game to open the season. You know, maybe then, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
Yeah, it's one of those things where Alabama still is one of the most talented teams in the country, and they could very easily put together a run that sees them end up in the college football playoff, maybe even in the semifinals, maybe even playing for a national title. But at the same time, you know, they were a talented team last year and didn't quite get there. Where was the disconnect for Alabama? Where was the biggest disconnect for Alabama last year between what they probably should have been and what they ended up being?
They were just inconsistent in games they should have won. I mean, the losses, you know, they did all the talking around the playoff time was like, oh, well, we're not being, you know, rewarded for playing a difficult schedule. It's like you didn't lose the games that made your schedule difficult. You lost to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma, right? Like, it was just in those games they came out and looked just horrendous, looked awful. So, I mean, that was it. There were times that season, like, I mean, first half of that Georgia game against LSU, we're like, okay, this team, like, really could be a playoff team, really could even be a title contender. But they were just so inconsistent game to game that I think it obviously crushed the season.
Is this finally the time for Ty Simpson? Is you know, he's been a guy that, you know, if you follow recruiting, five-star kid, you know, people here follow him kind of closely because his dad played here. And it's been kind of this thing where we're like, is it ever going to be Ty Simpson's time? Is it ever going to happen? Thought he might go to the portal. He didn't. I assume he's the guy at least going into the spring.
Yeah, if I had to put money on who the starting quarterback would be, I think it'd still be Ty Simpson at this point. You know, it's an interesting battle there because with Ryan Grubb back, I mean, the only player on the roster that Ryan Grubb, or only quarterback on the roster that Ryan Grubb recruited initially was Austin Mack. So I don't know how that factors into it. You also got a five-star freshman, Keelan Russell, coming in. But yeah, you know, he's been the main backup for 2 years. He sat there. He really has waited his turn. He's shown some flashes, had some good throws when he got in last season. So if I had to put money on it, yeah, I think he'll be the guy this year.
Is he a quarterback that can, you know, be a championship quarterback for this Alabama team? I remember the recruiting profile, but that's a long time ago. When you've in the limited time you've gotten to see him, do you see a guy who can work with the incredible talent around him and bring this Alabama team back to where it wants to be?
Yeah, I think so. He doesn't seem like he's gonna make, like, you know, if just from watching him in games, which not much tape on him at this point, you know, he certainly, like, he's not going to run for 550 yards a game like Jalen Milroe did, but, like, he's also maybe not going to have some of those just game killing interceptions that you saw last year out of Milroe. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't think we've seen enough tape from him to really know what we're getting, right? Like, I mean, the most you saw from him was against UT Chattanooga in 2023 when he went off on a near touchdown run and did that thing where he dropped the ball on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the Mercer game last year, he had a long throw, but other than that, and the South Florida game 2 years ago as well, he played really well in the second half of an abysmal football game. But yeah, there's I don't think enough tape out there to make a determination until you get a few games into the season.
When I look at Alabama over the last, you know, two decades, I've always thought, okay, they're going to have a guy back there that's going to rush for close to 1,000 yards. And this Alabama depth chart at running back, that guy doesn't stand out to you. There's not a guy that has looked at like Derrick Henry or T.J. Yeldon or, you know, even the past couple of years with Najee Harris. who is that guy for Alabama, and or is that going to be something in the spring where you're really watching that position battle?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I think it's going to be like, if it was going to be one guy, I think it'd be Jim Miller. But I mean, they've worked, he's been there, and he hasn't been that guy the past few seasons. We'll see if he can take a step forward here. Richard Young, I think, is also one to watch. You've heard a lot of like really nice things about him from the coaches the past few years as he was kind of waiting his turn. But I think, you know, I think he's got some real potential there as well. But you know what, the run game this year, like the beef with Ryan Grubb with the Seattle Seahawks was that he just wasn't running the ball. So, and they had the 1,000-yard rusher at Washington. So it's just going to be one of those things where kind of wait and see. I don't even know what the offense is really going to look like this year.
Ryan Williams is obviously one of the best stories in college football. I don't know if you heard this or not. He was only 17. It was incredible.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, whoever they are. Who compliments him this year?
Jeremy Bernard is back. I think he could be an NFL like high round pick, I think, coming out this season. Very smart football player, dynamically needs to be. Sort of got just overlooked, I think, hype-wise last season because Ryan Williams was there and was only 17 years old. Mm-hmm. So he's there. Also, high hopes for Isaiah Horton coming in from Miami. I think he sort of provides a little different thing. Like they didn't really have a tall receiver last season, so they'll have, I think that'll be back. And also, you hear good things about Jalen Hale. He missed last season, had like a real, real bad leg injury, like early in camp, and just like was completely out. And yeah, yesterday, Kalen DeBoer said like he's, you know, he's back at it, and like should by all accounts be an impact player.
Defensively, my lasting image of this team from a season ago was that Oklahoma game and how the Sooners were just so much more physical than Alabama was. It was really, really one of the most interesting games of the season for an unbiased observer. Is this defense – I think the days of saying an Alabama defense and thinking about what they were in 2012 and 2014, those days are over. College football is just different. But can this be an improved Alabama defense? And what are you looking for in the spring as far as players to step in?
I think you're looking for just the secondary to just be older, right? Like there's a lot of, I think, criticism last season over Kane Womack running his scheme instead of like the same scheme Nick Saban had been running forever there. But I guess my question on that is, did you really want to see a bunch of 18-year-olds try and like figure out a Nick Saban pattern matching defensive scheme back there? Like that wasn't going to go well. So I think you're secondary guys, Xavien Brown being a big one, Bray Hubbard, some of those guys I think are going to get a lot better going into this season. And then they got linebacker, I think, is going to be sort of a position of strength for them with Justin Jefferson. Sort of got gifted a year to come back, and Deontay Lawson opted not to jump into the NFL draft. So they lose Jihad Campbell, who I think was a weapon for him last year, and I think will be so in the NFL as well. But they do have like some real experience coming back there. So and I'd look for it to be a little bit improved, yeah.
Speaking of being older, seeing Dre Kirkpatrick Jr. really makes me want to go ahead and go buy a coffin. I can't have much time left, Matt. If that guy's son is already playing college football, what am I doing with my life here? Spring, you know, early enrollees, transfers coming in. Who are some of the new faces you've got an eye on as, you know, as practice gets started?
I mentioned Isaiah Horton, and I think he's really the big one. You know, there was some issue towards the end of last season. You heard a lot less about Ryan Williams being 17 years old because he kind of disappeared a little bit. Like, he just wasn't making those big plays. I don't know. Some of it was scheme related. Some of it was Jalen Milroe struggling related. But I think having just another guy who's a real threat down the field can take a lot of pressure off of Ryan Williams and a lot of just extra defensive backs off of Ryan Williams. So he's a big one. Cam Dewberry on the offensive line transferred in from Texas A&M. I think he can be impactful there, especially Tyler Booker's off to the NFL. Kelby Collins coming in as a defensive end from Florida, was considering Alabama first time around, Birmingham native, went to Florida. I think he can make a big impact as well.
All right, so this is the question I'm going to ask everybody I do these interviews with. I did it last year. We'll do it again here. It's March 4th as we're doing this interview. When we come back on December 4th, and I ask you, what was this Alabama team? What are you going to tell me?
Ooh, that's a good question, especially in spring ball when like
You know
boy,
nothing. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
who knows what this roster is going to look like? I think they'll be a playoff contender. I do. I think there's certainly enough talent, and it's going to be one of those things where Kalen Moore sort of got here right at the wrong time as far as fan expectations, because like the idea of those Alabama rosters from like 2014, 2012, like. Those days are done. Like you cannot build a roster like that anymore, where you've just got like NFL players sitting for 3 years behind other NFL players. Like it's just not going to happen. You're never going to see that just run of dominance again. I don't think it's like possible.
Yeah.
So I think they'll be a playoff contender. Like they really could make the playoff this season, make a run, but like what makes Alabama fans happy in like the new era of college football, we'll see.
We will see. Matt, appreciate you jumping on with me. You're the first one in this series. I got 15, I guess I got 14 more to go. I don't count Mississippi State. I'll talk about them plenty here on the podcast. Matt Stahl, AL.com, man. Appreciate your time.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.